Okay, today is Daf Vav. We are on the bottom of the Tema base. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, the Zecher Nishmas Peril by Shlomo Zalman. Shama Shahab and Aliyah. Okay, so we're at the bottom of Hayamat base. We've just gone through trying to figure out what the source was for the psul, or the requirement the sukkah has to, the space in the sukkah has a minimum of 10 tvachim. So we had three sources, and then came the last one was Rabbi Yehuda, who said that it is a halacha Moshe Misinai, because he says, because we quote the Amar Chiyah by Rav Ashi, Amarav, Shi'urin, so the measurements, like measurements of food, kezayis, kebetz, things like that, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, things that separate or that provide a separation when you go to the mikvah, the Umechitzin, and walls, which is what we're talking about, Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? So we pick up at the bottom, Shi'ur, so the Gemara says, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. The Gemara says, Shi'urin, he says, why are Shi'urin? You say that Shi'urin are Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. Shi'urin are clear, we have a limud, midoraisa. We have a limud. We say, Shi'urin deoraisa in who? We learn that from a pasuk. Right, it's not from a pasuk, it's a Halacha Lemoshe Misinai. I mean, the nafkamino, why do one or the other, figure out, but it's in that different limud. He says, the pasuk says, Eretz chito se'ora v'gefen u'te'ena v'rimon Eretz zeit shem u'dmash, land of wheat, of barley, of grapes, of pomegranates, of figs, of oil, of honey, which is usually date honey. So that's really, it's nice, it's just a nice thought, because that's just giving praise for the land, but the chachamim are learning at it, are learning out from it shiurim, so every time you have a shiur or something, every time you eat something, or every time you follow the shiurim, you have like a kiyum of keeping the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. But Amar Rechanan said, "Kol haPasuk l'Shi'urin Nemar." The entire pasuk is discussing measurements. The Gemara is going to go one by one through each of the seven minim to explain how they deal, you know, how they react with, how they are connected to measurements. So Chita, what's the Chita? The Chita the pasuk says, what's that for? That is to give you the measurement for the house of a bayis menuga, of a house that's with saras. What is that? What's going on here? So, the house that has saras, well, the pasuk says in the Torah, it says, is there a Rashi on the base? Yeah. The pasuk says in the Torah, it says, v'haba el abayis, whoever goes into the house, kol yimei hisgiro so yitmar erev. Whoever goes into the house that has saras, that's with saras, he's tamei to the evening. V'hashocheva abayis, and whoever sleeps in that house, yechabes begadav, he should wash his clothing also. And whoever eats in the house is yichabes kmedav. So the pasuk says that whoever goes into the house that has saras, whatever enters it, whether it's an adam, whether it's kalim, whether it's a begadim, all that stuff gets tamei. But a person who goes into the house while he's dressed, the clothing don't become tamei unless he stays within the house a certain amount of time, which we're going to see from the word achila means achilas kedokhidei achilas pras. So the Tanan, the Mishnah says, right, this is the Mishnah Negayim Perik Yigim Mishnah Tes, Adam, so we have a person, Hanichnas Labayis Hamanuga, someone who walks into the house that has Saras, V'keilav Aktafav, he's not wearing his kalim, he's carrying them, they're on his shoulder, V'sandalav, he's wearing, you know, he's carrying his clothing, V'sandalav, V'tabosav Yado, he's not wearing his sandals or his rings, he's holding them, meaning he's not wearing anything, who, meaning him, the person, V'hein, and the items, Tamei Miyad. They become tummy right away. Even he walks, you know, for a split second, walks in, walks out, he's tummy right away, because that's what the pasuk says, v'haba el abayis, whoever enters the house, yitma, becomes tummy. And a person entered the house with these things, and these things enter the house because he's carrying them, they're considered that they came into the house. Hayolav vush kelav v'sadalav biraglav, if he's wearing his clothing, v'sadalav biraglav, or he's wearing his shoes, v'tabosav v'etzbolosav, and his rings are on his finger, so who tamei miyad? He's tamei immediately. But them to hook, because that's from haba el abayis. The hein, I mean the sandals and the rings and the clothing, right? To horim, their tar ad sheyisha kedei achilas pras, until he stays in the house the amount of time it would take to eat you half a loaf of bread, because the reason Rashi points out the hein tar ad sheyisha the ktiv, because the pasuk says the ochel babayis yichabes. So pasuk tells you if you enter the house, you're tamei. Then it tells you if you sleep and you eat in the house. Well, if you sleep and you eat in the house, you're going to enter the house. So what's the other limud? So he says, "V'darshina v'toros kohanim." And the Medrash Lacha says, "Ainli ela ochel v'shochev." I only have someone who eats and lies down there. Ochel below shochev, someone eats and doesn't lie down there. Shochev below ochel, or he lies down and doesn't eat. Lo ochel below shochev, doesn't do either. Just stays in there, minayin. Tamalomer yichabes riba. Right, shtei pamim ksiv yichabes begadav. It says two times yichabes begadav. Ve'im sofno l'rabos hakol ma tamalomer ochel. So why is it say v'ochel? It's including everything. So it's litein shir v'shochev kedei achila. It's to give the shir, give the measurement. And the measurement, we say, is toch kedei achila's pras, and it's close to achila pras. Aye, why is that chita? The Gemara says, pat chitin v'lo pas sa'orin. It's the amount of time it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread of wheat of, and not barley, mesev when you're reclining, and ve'ochel b'liftam, and eating it with a condiment, which I guess maybe is easier to eat then, if you have a dip, maybe our famous kuta chabad, something, you know, some sort of dip that you would eat with, you eat it. But you see, so the Mishnah tells you that the word chita in the pasuk comes to teach you the amount of time your clothing that you're wearing when you walk in, you, how long you have to be in the house in order for you to become tamei bais menuga. Clearly, it's midoraisa, it's right from the pasuk, straight from the pasuk. That's one. The next one is se'ora. The se'ora is a barley. So what's the shear that we learn out of a barley? So the Tanan, we have a Mishnah in, this regarding Tumas Hames, the Mishnah says in Olos, etzem kise'ora mitamen b'magu b'masa, ve'eno mitamen b'olal. If you have a bone the size of a barley, so if you touch it or you carry it, then you're going to be considered tamei, the Tumas of the Tumas Hames. Ve'eno mitamen b'olal, but it's, you know, the status of Tumas Hames. Tumas Hames is a special thing, that if it's even in a tent, if it's in an enclosed area, that Tumas spreads all the way out. But the shear, the size, the minimum size for that Tumas Oel to take place, has to be larger than a Seor, larger than a barley. Okay, that's number two. Number three, Gefen Kedei Revius Lenazir. Gefen means that you have to have one quarter, or Revius Halog, one quarter of a log, if the Nazir drinks that, he is violates his Nazirus. So Rashi, in some places, says to say that revius means it's the actual shear. The shear of wine that you eat, you drink. If you drink a revius of wine, that would obligate you in violating your Naziris. But Tosos in other places doesn't like that because all these cases here are you're using a measurement for, not you're eating a chita. It's the size of a chita. It's not you're eating the barley. It's the size of the barley. So why is it here that you're eating the actual yayin? It should be something that's the size of the yayin, the size of the revius, not the actually drinking the wine. So Rashi points out here, he says, "B'sha'ari surin nazir." It's not talking about the drinking, right? The ikal amadon m'sechas nazir, the chartzanim, the lovim, like the pits and the leaves and the stalks. So how do you determine the amount of the grape products? How do you determine how much of that, if you eat that you violate your naziris? So that's by displacement. You put those into something, and then you pour the wine on, and when you displace a quarter lug of wine, that's how you know how much of those leaves that if you ate, then you would violate the naziris. Okay. Te'ena, what's the shear for te'ena? Kigrogeris lo tzasa Shabbos. When you do Hatzara Shabbos, when you carry something outside, you only violate the Shabbos, to get the punishment, is if you carry something the size of a grogeris, right, a te'ena with the size of a date. Okay, rimon, what's the rimon? The tnan, is that comes to tum, it's like a survey of all shas. The tnan is a Mishnah kelim, kol klei balabatim shi'urim kirimonim. The shear of the kalim of Balabayas is with a rimon. So this has to deal with tumma v'tar of a kli. The kli, let's say a kli is makabel tumma, so it's tummy. Now what happens is the kli gets a hole in it. At a certain point in time, it's no longer going to be a kli. Let's say you want to use a kli to hold raisins. If it gets a bigger hole, you'll hold dates. If it gets a bigger hole to hold dates, you'll put pomegranates in it. But if it gets a hole to the size that the pomegranate will fall through, then the kli is no longer a kli, and it loses its status of a kli, and the tumma is gone. So, but that's with a kli for a balabais, shior b'kirimonim. A kli of a storekeeper, no one's going to a store and buying a kli that has a hole in it, so it loses its status of a kli a little bit earlier when it's a smaller hole. So and there's a machlokas as to what type of kli this is. Is this talking about a kli cheres? Most likely it's talking about a kli eitz, a wooden kli. Idea is that I think wooden klis are a little more expensive than the cheres. Was more like their plasticware. It was more disposable. So if they got a hole with it, they would toss it. But cheres was more, but the eitz was more expensive. So if something got a little chip, You kept it, and you didn't throw it out right away. So that's the shear of a rimon. If it gets the hole the size of a rimon, then it loses its status as a kli, and it's no longer susceptible to tumah. It's not a kli. Eretz zeit shemen. What's shemen? Shemen means olives. So it's eretz shekol shiurei kazeisim. All its measurements are like olives. And what's the reason? Kol shiurei zalkadai. Doesn't mean all shiurim. Just had four or five things that are different. They're not the shear of a kazeis. Eretz kol shiurei zalkadaitach. Ha'ika hanidam rinon. We just had those that we just said. Ela ema shero shiurei kazeisim. Most of its shiurim are kazeisim. Like Tumas Basar Meis, Tumas Basar Nevela, Yisra Achilas Nevela, Yisra Behemet Dehemet Tmeya, Chelev Dam, Pigel, all these things, the size is a Kazayas, Gita Nasha. Okay. Dvash, or Dvash is, we said, it's date honey. Well, that's what we just learned in Maseches Yoma. That's the size of the food item that you ate, the amount of food that you eat in order to violate your Achila and Yom Kippur, because remember we said Achila means Kazayas. Yom Kippur is a problem of inui, not achila. So he said it's a larger shear. If you eat a kuseves, the kuseves hagasa, the size of a large date, then on Yom Kippurim, someone who eats that, they violated the isra achila on Yom Kippur. So you see, alma deraisa inu. You see, these are all things that the dina deraisa. It's not a lacha moshe misinai. The Gemara says, wait a second. If it is, were you really going to say that it's a real dina deraisa? Shiurin miksive. It doesn't say the shiur. It just says chita. And you're saying chita means this. It doesn't say the size of a kazayas to violate pigel. It says kazayas, he's learning everything out. He says, Ela hilchasa ninu. These are all halachal moshe misinais. Right? Then this pasuk kra, asmachta b'yamu. This kra is a system, This kra, the pasuk is an asmachta. Chachamim hanging their limun on this pasuk. But this pasuk isn't explicit to tell you all the shiurim. So it's there, so the answer still stands that shiurim are halachal moshe misinai. That was number one. Number two was we said chatzitza. Chatzitza, we go to mikvah. You can't have something that's on your skin. You can't have, what's it called, interposition, I think the word that the art school will probably use, an interposition between you and the water. It has to touch you. So that's also lach l'mishinai. Why? Because chatzitzin, the araisa ninhu, we say, where's the question? What are you talking about? How can chatzitza be lach l'mishinai? Chatzitzin is a pasuk. We learned that from a pasuk. It's midin de araisa, the ksiv. The pasuk says by the when the metzora goes to get tahor, it says, virachatz. That's not the pasuk. It should say v'rachatz bisaro b'mayim, not s. V'rachatz b'mayim is called bisaro. Right, so he washes all his flesh in the water. It says v'rachatz bisaro b'mayim shelo yed davar chotzeitz beino levein mayim. There should be nothing separating between him and the water. No dirt, no mud, no band-aids, none of that stuff should be on you when you go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, "V'ki asi hilchaso se'ara." Now the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim comes to teach me a specific din by your hair. The halacha is by your hair. If you have one piece of hair that's tied and knotted, then that becomes a chatzitza because the water can't get to that knot. If you have three pieces of hair that are knotted together, that's not a chatzitza because they can't pull too tight and the water can still get through. That's what the Mishnah says. "V'ki asi hilchaso se'ara." Kiraba Barchana, sorry, it's not Mishnah, it's Kiraba Barchana, the Amar Rabba Barchana, so it goes to Mikvah, Vinema Achas Keshura, and one hair is tied on itself, has a knot in it, then Chotzetzes, that's a Chatzitza. Shalosh, Einon Chotzetzes, but three would not be Chotzitz, because since I guess your hair is harder, you can't make a really tight knot with the three strands of hair, so it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. Shtayim, but what about two? We said what went from one to three. Shtayim, in Yodea. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what the halacha is. So the Gemara goes back and says, wait a second. Sa'aro deoraisa ninu. Even this hair, this concept of the hair, is also beferish in the Torah. It's not halacha l'moshe misinai. Diksev, because this also says, it says, v'rachat es b'saro b'mayim. What's the es? Es hatafel b'saro. Es means something that is not as important as your flesh, which means the hair. G'may ninu sa'aro. So this ar is still already in the pasuk. Again, these are real drashos. These are not necessarily explicit, but it's not halacha l'moshe misinai because we're darshaning from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Ki asi hilchasa." What's the halacha l'moshe misinai come to teach us? It's come to teach us what not the concept of chatzitza, but what constitutes a chatzitza. The ki asi hilchasa lichid de Rabbi Yitzchak. For the halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Dvar Torah mi de oraisa. In order for something to be a chatzitza, mi de oraisa, it's very difficult. The chatzitza has to cover most of your body, and it has to be something that you're upset about, that you want to get rid of. So that you can, so imagine going to mikveh with 50% plus of your body covered in mud. That's something you want to wash off. That means you are makbid on it. Plus, it covers most of your body. That's the halacha l'moshe Sinai. Dvar Torah, rubo v'makbid alav chotzitz. But v'she'enu makbid alav, if it's something that you don't care about, you're not going to be upset that it's on your body, then eno chotzitz. It's not going to be chotzitz. Also, if it's not rove your body, it's not going to be chotzitz. Right? V'gazru, and the chacham made a gzera, al rubo she'enu makbid. No matter what, we have rove something on your body. You have rove something on your body. It even if you're not makbid about it, it's going to be considered a chitza, right? The gazru al rubo she'eno makbid, mishum rubo hamakbid. The gzera is of rove to rove, and they would grow there al miuto hamakbid mishum rubo hamakbid. And they also made a gzera that even if it's not rove, but it's something that you're makbid on, they make a gzera that's also be chitza atu the hakpata that you'd have for rove. So then the Gemara asks, Beligzor nami al miuto she'eno makbid, mishum miuto hamakbid. Why don't you go the next step down? Why don't you make a gzera about miuto that you're not makbid, or right? Beligzor nami al miuto she'eno makbid, mishum miuto hamakbid. In case gzera atu miuto hamakbid, ina make a gzera mishum rubo she'eno makbid about a rove that you're not makbid about, atu a rove that you atu right atu. Make the gzera about miyut that you're not makbid, gzera because if miyut you are makbid, or because a rove that you're not makbid, that's also we can say is no good. The Gemara says, "Who gufa gzera? Anam nikov v'nigzar gzera gzera." Now the first step, you can't have a double step gzera. The gzera is you have right the midaraisa, it's rove and makbid. So the gzera is either rove or either makbid. You can't then just go down another step and say, even if I'm makbid, even if there's no rove and I'm not makbid, that's two steps. It's a double gzera. The gzera only can be one step away. But the idea of gzera le gzera. But you see from here that halacha l'moshe Sinai is not the concept of chatzitza. The halacha l'moshe Sinai is what is chotzitz. If you go to the mikvah, midaraisa, what is chotzitz only? The halacha l'moshe Sinai tells us the only thing that is chotzitz is rove and chatzitza that's on rove of your body and something that you're makbid about. Then the last one was mechitzin. What is the halacha l'moshe Sinai mechitzin? The Gemara says hada amaran. That what we just said, that the shear of the sukkah, the minimum size of the sukkah, is 10 tefachim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's halacha l'moshe Sinai. So the Gemara says, well, that's hanichla Rabbi Yehuda. That's all upon Danny coins of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that because the kalim of the mikdash had a smaller, there was 5 tefachim to the amah, so therefore he can't learn it out mechitzas sukkah. He can't learn it out from the mishkan. He has to learn it out from the halacha l'moshe Sinai. But el Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir, who learned it out from the Mishkan, right? The fact that the Keruvim were 10 tefachim above the Aron, and it says v'sichich, and it was sichich on that, and he learned out the whole calculation from yesterday. So Mike Lamemer, so what's the halacha l'moshe Sinai when it comes to mechitzin according to him? You just said the halacha l'moshe Sinai has to do with the size of the sukkah. Well, he doesn't learn the size of the sukkah from halacha l'moshe Sinai. He learns it out from a drush from the Pesukim. Well, there are other halachas l'moshe Sinai when it comes to sukkah, which we came across a little bit on Sunday. Ki asi hilchasa legod lavud and dofen akuma. The idea of god asik and god asik, where you pull down the mechitzas, or you imaginary pull up the mechitzas, for the idea of lavud, that's something that's 3 tefachim from the wall, as if they're all the way to the end. And for dofen akuma, if you have an existing wall and it's 4 amas away from the other part that you need to be, you can bend the wall. So those things are all the oraisas. They're no psukim. They're halacha l'moshe Sinai. Okay. So now the Gemara goes to discuss what the Mishnah said. And the Mishnah says that a sukkah that doesn't have 3 walls is psula. And we had Rav Shimon who said you need 4 walls. And then we said that when it means 3 walls, it means 2 plus. And Rav Shimon said it meant 3 plus. So we're going to go, today's Gemara is a little easier to try to explain what the machlokas is. Tomorrow's daf is quite difficult. Again, the idea is to try to figure out where the third wall is, how big the third wall has to be, where it's placed. The Gemara says as follows. In first the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, V'she'ein la shoas tefanos. So, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, these 3 walls that we darshan, to say that they're kosher for sukkah, is shtayim kilchasan. 3 of them have to be full-blown halachic walls, which means they have to be 7 tefachim long, and 10 Tvachim high, right? 7 Tvachim, right? Kehil Chasan, right? Because we said Rosh HaRubah V'Shulchanah was 7 by 7, so therefore the wall has to be 7 Tvachim long, and again, minimum height is 10 Tvachim. So Shai Kehil Chasan, Shlishis, the third wall, is Kasher Afilu Tefach, even if it's just one Tefach. You have 7 by 7, and another Tefach. Question is, where does that other Tefach have to be? Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, he says, no, Shalosh Kehil Chasan. Three walls have to be the Kehil Chalacha, which means three walls have to be 7 Tvachim. The Revi is Afilu Tefach. And only the fourth wall has to be the size of a Tefach. So the Gemara is going to start explaining what their Machlokas is, why one says 2 plus, and the other says 3 plus. The Gemara is going to give us four possibilities of what the Machlokas is. B'mai, and then we have enough time to say Karbanos this morning. So B'mai Kamiflagi. So, what is the Machlokas between the Chachavim and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbanan Savri Yesh Eim Lemesores, the Rav Shimon Savri Yesh Eim Lemikra. So when you have a word that is written one way and can be read another way, and is read a different way, which way do we give precedence? How do we darshan? If the word, as Tosis points out, only if the two ways of reading the word, well, if you reading the word gives you one explanation, and how the word is written gives you another explanation, which way takes precedence? The way we read it, or the way it's written? So Rabbanan say, Yesh Eim Lemesores. That means the way it's written, not the way it's read with the Nekudos. And Rav Shimon says, you go by the way it's written. Right? You go by the way it's read. You go by the way it's read. So how does that work here? So you have our Pasuk, so let's read Rashi. Our Pasuk says, the drush that we get down is it says Basukos, that you see in the Sukkos, it says the word three times. Two times it says Basukos without above, which means it could be read Basukas, which would be singular. And one time it says the word Basukos with above. So if you darshan the way it's written, the way it's written, it's Basukas, which is singular, Basukas, which is one, singular, that's two, Basukos, which is minimum plural is two, gives you four. Then we'll figure out what that, we do with that. If you darshan the way the word you say it, then it's Basukos, 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 two plus two plus two, or two times three, gives you six. Six times of the word Sukos. So let's keep that in mind. So Rav Shimon Savar Yish Eim LeMikra, Rabbanan Savar Yish Eim LeMesoros. So it says Basukos singular, which we read Basukas, Basukos without above again, which we read, which is written Basukas, and Basukos two times without above, one time with above. So how does that work? So you have here Hare. So the second, if you read Basukos Basukas Basukas Basukos, you have four. So Hare Kan Arba, we have four times the word is written for Tadarshan. Dalcha Lugufe, one time you take away from this drasha of Basukas, you take it away, that the idea to teach you that you have a mitzvah to actually sit in the sukkah. So now I'm left with three, right? So now I'm left with three, right? Pashul hu plasa, I have three left over. So the shtayin kilchasa, two have to be according to the halacha of seven tvachim, v'asta hilchasa, and the halacha of Moshe Misinai about mechitzos comes to teach us v'garasa l'shlishis v'okma techach. The halacha Moshe Misinai says, take away one full wall and leave it with a tefach. So there's an assumption that there's halacha Moshe Misinai that one of the walls does not have to be a full wall. The question is, it's going to be the third wall or the fourth wall. So if you read Basukas, Basukas, Basukos, so one wall, one sukkas gives you the halacha that you have to learn and you have to sit in the sukkah. I have three walls left. So that means I have three. The halacha Moshe Misinai pulls one back and says it doesn't have to be a full-size wall. Right, but Rav Shimon Savar Yesh Eim LeMikra. He says you go according to the way it's read. So it's outside. If it's read, so I have Basukos, Basukos, Basukos. So I have six. You pull out one of the words Basukos, that leaves me four. So three walls have to be complete. The Halacha Moshe Misinai takes the fourth wall and makes it smaller. Again, these are drashos. Ask you all the questions you want. The answers I don't know.
Does this Halacha Moshe? Do we take that from the Yundin that use in our Irving for the bear?
I don't know. No, no, I'm being honest.
I can get the answers.
I have no idea. Okay, so he says, Rav Shimon Savar Yesh Eim LeMikra. It's Basukos, 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 Ol Lashon Rabim, Kan Sheish. So it's six times the word Sukkah is mentioned. Dal Chad Kral Gufei. Pull out one of the words Basukos to teach me the Lach that you have to say in the Sukkah to begin with. Pashulu Arba. There are four left over. Shalosh Kil Chasan. Three had to be a halachic wall, which would be seven tvachim. The asahil chasa and the assumed halachic Moshe Misinai comes. The garasa l'revius, it pulls back the fourth wall. The okamasa tefach and lets us use down the tefach.
So five left over.
You have four. You pull out one word.
You were thinking what what I was thinking. Right. No, you're pulling away the word.
You're pulling away the word, not the number. The word. That's what it says over here. Okay. Now, or you could say, Kule Alma Yesh Ein Lemikra. Everyone goes according to the way that it's read. According to the way that it's read, so it's Basukos. Bahaka Miflagi. Here, the halacha is as follows. Mar Savar Sechacha Baikra, Umar Savar Sechacha Lobarikra. So we're going to say we have to go by the Le'em Lemikra. So that means Sukos. Okay? So what happens is now one sukkah, I guess, is pulled away, which gives you four. One sukkah is pulled away, which gives you four. And then the machlokas is one hole. The chacham say that schacha ba'ikra. We need one of the words of sukkah. I guess here's not one of the not the whole word.
One of the four
you need for the schach. So you left with three, and they have three, and one left over to be here. We're doing exactly what you thought before. Now we're not taking away the whole word; we're just taking away one number, right? So you say everyone says that there's six. You take away a word to learn the sukkah. Chacham take away one number of the next plural to learn the halach of tzchach, because halach, why do you have to learn tzchach? Rashi would say, Rashi said that tzchach is an ikar sukkah. He says you have to learn, the tzchach. I'm left with three, two full, one not full.
You're taking, how you do both ways?
Exactly. Umar savar tzchach lo baikra. And one says the tzchach doesn't require a pasuk, so therefore you have sukkos. You take away one word, which leaves you with four, so therefore you have three, one of which, you have four walls, one of which is not going to be full and complete. Okay, the ebay's, yeah, they're having their cake and eating it too, they're doing it on both sides. The ebay's aim, or you can say the kulmi alma yishtein lamasoris. Everyone said that how we darshan is based on the way it's written. So it's sukkos, which leaves you four. And here, this is what the machlokas is. Marsa, where the chavim say, who says you just need two plus, ki asa hilchas aligara. He says the halacha l'moshe misinai is to subtract. Right? Umar savar, and Rav Shimon hold, ki asa hilchas alohosif. The halacha l'moshe misinai comes to add a wall. So you have sukkas, sukkos. So therefore, I have one takeaway, one. Also, why are you taking away the sukkas? Take away the sukkos, and you have two. Whatever, and then why are you darshaning that way? So sukkos, I have four. I take away one for the halacha, one for the concept of sitting of the sukkah. I have three left. So Rav Shimon says the halacha moshe misinai removes a wall, so it's three. It's two plus a little bit. That's chachamim. Rav Shimon says the halacha moshe misinai comes to add a wall. So I had three. I have to have four, and then I don't know. You're adding a wall, so you have five. What should that make it? Five. Take away one. But he says you add a wall. The whole sif comes to add to the pasuk.
Before we said it's three minus two. Three
right.
Minus. So here it's four minus three plus one. Three plus four.
Okay. So lach comes to add to the pasuk because the pasuk says four. The pasuk gives you four. Sukkim.
So,
right.
So you have three.
Our pasuk. Okay.
Four.
But it's sukkas and sukkos. It gives you three. And the lach moshinai adds another wall. But the wall that it's adding is only a minimum sized wall. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Okay. The Ebi's Ema, another way to potentially explain the machlokas, is the Kulei Alma ki Asa Hilchas Legareya. The Lacha is to, the Lach Moshinai remove, that subtracts a wall. Okay? The Yesh Eim Limasoris. And it goes based on the way it's written. So therefore, it's four. So Sukkos, it's four. But one teaches you that the Sukkah, one would teach you that you have to sit in the sukkah, so theoretically you have three. But v'hacha b'dorshin tchilos kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether you darshin tchilos. What does that mean? Rashi says, darshin tchilos l'drasha. The idea of this word basukas that we're taking away, can that also be used, even though you're learning that to teach you the halacha, you actually have to sit in the sukkah, can you learn two things from it, basically? Darshin tchilos. Right?
What are you going to do with the sukkah otherwise?
What do you have? B'dorshin tchilos kamiflagi. Mar savar doshin tchilos. The chacham, the Rav Shimon is going to say that you doshin tchilos. So even though the first sukkos that says in the pasuk you're going to darshin for the halacha of sukkah, you still can learn it for the walls. Umar savar and the chachamim hold. The chachamim say ain't doshin tchilos. No, once you learn it for one thing, you can't learn it for another thing. I don't know. Isn't that usually what we say? That how can you learn this from the pasuk? It already taught you something else. And now they're learning two things. They're learning the etzem din of sukkah from the pasuk, plus they're learning a concept of the walls Rav Shimon's learning from the walls in the pasuk. Chachamim say, no, I learned the etzem din from the word Sukkos. It's done. It's out. I only have three left. Halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. But they're saying, so Rav Shimon seems to say, oh, I'm learning the etzem halacha of Sukkah from one of them. Keep it there, and now I still have lots of walls left. I have four. So I write Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. I have four, and therefore it comes halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It's three might, with plus a little bit.
You make more sense to say that you could learn schach from the word Sukkah because that's the main thing. And the rest talk about
the right, pasuk. So on the other side, you can say you don't need a pasuk to teach me schach, because once you're learning, I'm sitting in the sukkah, the schach is the ikar part of the sukkah. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. Rav Masna Amar Tamei Rav Shimon Mehacha. Rav Masna says, no, the reason, there's a whole different one. The reason for Rav Shimon, his source for, who says that the sukkah has to have four walls, three plus a little bit, is Mehacha, from this pasuk, which pasuk that we actually mentioned on Daf Beis. It says, V'sukkah tiyeh letzel yomam mechorev. Right, the sukkah should be a shade from the all during the day from the sun. Ula machsa, ula mestorm is zerim matar, and to be protection from the water and the rain. Right, so you shayivna Hashem sukkah. Hashem's going to build a sukkah in Yerushalayim. It's going to protect you from the sun. It's going to protect us from the rain. So the pasuk says that the sukkah could protect you from zerim. Here it says that you have to have four walls, because if you only have three walls, it can't protect you from the wind and the rain, because the wind is going to come in from the other side. So therefore you have...
That's nothing.
Okay, understood. That's the question they asked before also. Therefore you can have four walls, because in order to protect you from the wind and the rain, if you're sitting in the sukkah that only has three walls, it's open. So you have to have four walls. But even he who has four walls, one of those walls is only a tefach, and he's still open on the fourth side. So I don't understand what the direction of the pasuk is either. I'll leave you with that. Tomorrow we will pick up about... no, you know what? Let's go further. Okay, we have time. We'll go further. But also tefach. We'll go a little further up. But also tefach, the tefach of this third wall, right? We're passing the Chachamim. This tefach of the third wall, heichan ma'amido, right? Where do you put it? What do you mean where do you put it? So Amarav, ma'amido kineged hayotze. He says where you put it. You have two perpendicular walls, and then the third wall juts out from one of those perpendicular walls, meaning it's connected, right? You have all those pictures. So it's one, two, and a little bit three, or one, two. A little bit three. It has to be connected to one of those walls. That's what Rav says. Amri lo Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav. Rav Kahana Rav Asi say to Rav, why? Vayamdenu kineged Rosh Tor. Put it by Rosh Tor. Rosh Tor is major. The Baal Mor says there's so many perushim where Rosh Tor is. If you look, Rosh Tor might be sort of on a like on an angle,
slant.
Right? Like on, and it's sort of on an angle. So it doesn't have to be, you go like this, a little angling. Which makes a little bit sense, because that means you're going to try to have it imaginarily cover it, close it like a triangle. So that's good. It says make it connected Rosh Tor. So different ways to do Rosh Tor. Itmar Nami, we have another Bryce that says Amr Vinem Rosh Tor, and then Shusik Rav. And Rav is quiet. So Machlok is showing is when Rav is quiet, does that mean he's just ignoring them? Or that means he's now, oh, he says maybe you're right. So that's halacha. He didn't answer them. Either he wasn't choshish what they said, or because he admitted that they're correct. Itmar Nami, we have another statement in the base medrash that says, Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Shmuel says the name of Levi, Ma'amido Kineged Hayotze. You put it, like we just said before, like Rav said, Kineged Hayotze, which means it has to connect to the two of the wall, one of the walls, V'chei Morim Be Medrasha, and so to learn the base medrash, Ma'amido Kineged Hayotze, like Rav said. So we have two answers so far, we'll have four more tomorrow. The first answer was Kineged Hayotze, which means it has to be connected to the walls. Then we have this idea of Rosh Tor, right, which could be on an angle. So it could be in an angle, one of the different ways to look at it. Either it's connected, or another way to have Rosh Tor is like, you have one, two, now the opposite corner, sort of on an angle, so that it would spread out to connect this way. But then comes Shmuel and says also, he holds like Rav, that it's Kineged Hayotze, which means it has to be connected to one of the perpendicular walls. Tomorrow we'll do answers 3 through 6, which will lead us into a little more of a difficult Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.